Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, it is a pretty good time. Think about it. We have Eagles Cowboys into Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas season.
I mean, we are at.
Then it's Black Friday.
That's right. You're buying some things on Friday.
I need
Friday.
To get another iPad. Somebody jacked me for my iPad.
You've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah, I'm away.
You lose that in like October?
Yeah, it was like when I went to Ohio, somebody took it out of my car.
Yeah.
They ain't turned it on yet, though, so it's a little suspicious. Somebody I know took it.
I don't know if there's a better time of year than November and December football. With Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I agree. It's the best. It is the most wonderful time of the year, which includes an Eagles-Cowboys game on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you have any feeling, like I do, that this has a little trappy game feel? Trap game. I mean, Hugh admitted he felt it on Monday or Tuesday.
And I said, I refuse.
Yeah, basically he's lying to himself.
To let those thoughts creep into my head,
so you're,
Joe Gillio.
You're lying to yourself and coping and all those kind of things. I'm being honest with myself. I feel like this has some trap game feel to it. Where do you come down? Of course, your answer is for CombOcon, two things that are opposite. Before we get to that, though, let's dive into the rivalry. Because I got to tell you, it doesn't feel, and Hugh, I'm excited to get your thought on this in a minute here. It doesn't feel to me like it matters to the players like it used to. Like, they get as caught up as I remember back in the day when you were playing and Ike was playing. Let's hear from a couple of those players yesterday. And it might just be these guys' particular personality, but it just kind of feels like the players don't see rivalries the way they used to. Let's start with Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter talking about the rivalry. Of course, the last time these two teams played, he didn't participate much. So he owes us a big game on Sunday. Here is Carter on the Eagles-Cowboys rivalries.
Yeah. Now, I get the fans what they want, man. It's probably a bigger game for the fans than us because you hear them all 24/7. They could do all the talking, do all the stuff like that. But, you know, I'm out here playing for my family, fans, and the team. So,
anybody trying to hear that, man? Listen, it's the same cat that spit on Dak, and you believe it don't mean nothing.
Well, why did he say that?
Because he it's not Sunday.
I don't think it matters to them as much as it used to.
It does.
Hold on. Is it because it's Sunday or is it because it's the Cowboys?
It's Sunday and it's the Cowboys. It's two of them.
I think more so it's just Sunday and they're the opponent that they're playing than it is the Cowboys.
No, I think it's the Cowboys.
So let's hear A.J. Brown, another contemporary player, and he even doubles down. He's been saying this since he got here. Here's A.J. on the rivalry.
Obviously, fans of sports have huge rivals. Here in Philly, it's the Dallas Cowboys. Do the athletes feel that? Do you guys have, like, your own personal rivalry? It's another game.
I've been saying that since I got here.
Yeah.
I don't get into it.
Yeah, you do.
You can't help but you can't tell them they're lying.
I think they're lying.
Okay.
Flat out.
Let me give you my theory.
Say it to the face.
And then I want to hear.
Think you're lying.
I want to hear what it was like when you played. My theory on this is that these teams and coaches and players have gotten so focused on next play, next moment, this week, they don't think like players used to where they got caught up in the rivalry. Like, I really think to the Eagles, Sunday is Sunday. It's the next game. It's the one on the schedule. Now, it's a division game, so it has more meaning in the standings for them than, let's say, a game against the Buccaneers, right? But in terms of I don't think these guys hate the Cowboys the way we hate the Cowboys. And I think 20 years ago, 25, 30, 40, it was more of a thing, like the Buddy Ryan days. Even when you played, I think you guys felt it more than these guys seem to.
I refuse to think that they don't feel it because, one of the greatest things that I remember about when I came to Philadelphia was meeting Harold Carmichael, Mike Quick, and Dave Price, God rest his soul. He was my trainer when I was with the Jets, right? But he came from Philadelphia. And they used to tell me stories about Dallas Week. And I remember one story they were telling me about how Jerome Brown, they were coming down the tunnel, and the fans were yelling and screaming at him, and he's on the side, and he's wagging his finger, he's cussing everybody out because, you know, he's going back and forth with the Dallas fans. I refuse to believe that these young men walk around this city and that there isn't somebody that tells them their Dallas story and they get charged about it. I refuse to believe that.
I don't think they care. I don't think they care.
I refuse to believe that because that's how much this means to the city. I remember vividly. And, I don't remember a whole lot. But I remember walking through the airport my first time here and people saying, hey, man, whatever you do, just be Dallas. Coming from New York, coming to Philadelphia and not playing a down, but those people knew who I was. That kind of reminded me when Jalen Phillips came to town and people were doing that. I refuse to believe that.
So I think
you just asked the wrong guy.
Well, two guys. That's two huge players.
You talked to one guy.
AJ's a captain, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, AJ's.
When you say that, it's kind of laughable.
He has a C on his chest.
So I think
back in the day, AJ probably out to lunch.
Yeah, but Jalen Carter is too?
Hey, Jalen Carter's not all there.
Okay. Well, that's true. I agree.
I say that with all due respect.
But can I give you a theory on something else that's changed? Let's be honest about the difference between the Eagles from the moment you arrived to now. The Eagles in 1998, in terms of the city and the expectations and what mattered, beating Dallas twice constituted a good season. Because there were no expectations for a championship in 1998. Now,
you're talking paradigm shift.
Yeah, I'm not saying the rivalry is not quite the same.
But we're at the top of the mountain now.
We're at the top of the mountain. So I don't know if fans are saying this to these guys as much as they were when they saw you in the airport, like, please beat Dallas. Now it's win the Super Bowl again.
But that's part of it.
I wish that they cared more. Like, I'd be cool to me if one of them came out and said, I hate the Cowboys. Yeah. But BG feels like the last one of that.
The last of a dying breed.
Yeah. I just don't feel like they feel it anymore.
I don't know. And it does almost feel like since we've started winning and the Cowboys have been irrelevant for so long that there are even a lot of fans who are kind of just like, I'm not like, why do I even bother with them anymore? Yeah. It's fun to see them lose and to laugh at them and stuff, but is it like, you don't get like the nerves or like the, oh my God, like the Cowboys thing anymore. It's just not like, it's not there as much. And then how many of these players do you hear talk, like, oh, was it CeeDee Lamb in the offseason who's like, man, like Jalen Hurts, I played with him.
Right.
It's like, it was great to see him win a ring. Like, what are you talking about? Get that out of here.
You're talking about.
There's way too much respect between players on opposite teams.
I wish there was more hate. I miss the old school. You know what I miss?
Spit on deck again.
I miss the way. Nah, what's a little saliva,
need,
Kyle?
We don't need that.
You got no room to talk.
What do you mean? I didn't spit on anybody.
No. But you're always saying, so you've got to punch this guy. You got to beat this guy up.
Yes, yeah, you do. I'm metaphorically speaking. I'm metaphorically
spit on Dak again Sunday.
I wish they hated them more, but I don't feel like they do. I wish it was like it was, let's say, 25 years ago. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to have a chance to watch this. We got an old clip of this. How about this? 2000, the pickle juice game. This is what we're talking about. This is hate. And there's some big highlights in here from a certain number 53. Let's listen and watch to those.
And Aikman drops. Aikman falls down, tripped up. Corey Simon. Aikman back to throw it. The blitz is coming, and Aikman goes down. First there was Mike Field this time, and Aikman back to throw. Doesn't have time again. This time he's wrapped up by Hugh Douglas from the other side.
And that was from a three-man line, and one thing.
All right, DJ, thank you. Cowboys train up at Wichita Falls. And this pass is picked off by Jeremiah Trotter. Touchdown in Philadelphia. When he's gotten rid of the ball, has had to throw off his back foot every time. Here they come again, and down he goes again. Darling, and Aikman stays down a long time here. Tacked on. Here's Cunningham. Back in the pocket. Finds himself some room and throws it upfield, and it's picked off. Carlos Emmons comes up with it for the Eagles, and he's still on his feet. And Emmons,
when you're winning,
that's another item they're going to need for the trip home. A little deodorant. Back to play of the game. Right here at Texas Stadium in a moment.
Oh, 41-14. I got to tell you, That number 53, that guy could play.
Yeah, you see that taking two or three double teams, triple teams. And
My favorite was the sack where you like jumped on Aikman. You had him, and then you, I don't know if he was about to throw and you were going to knock it down, but you like you jumped into him.
Yeah, that was the
thought. What happened to that guy, man?
He's still around. He's sitting right here, Kylie, chilling.
He's just recklessly speculating.
That's not the guy that we were with every day.
Recklessly speculates.
Yeah, by the way, Sumerall stinks.
Well, to be all right, hold on.
I grew up on Summerall Madden.
But you got to think, though,
he's
Kyle,
older.
That was an era where less was more.
It was at the end.
No, more is more.
I mean, you can't judge Pop by the end.
Yes,
I mean,
you
got to get in the full breadth of the life.
So I've never heard a good Pat Summerall clip. Never. Tell me what his best call is. I'll find it.
I
guarantee you it sucks.
Well, see, Summerall, he would set up Madden.
Sure.
Madden was the guy, but he would just tell what the play was, and Madden was like the guy that kind of painted the picture.
I will say this: when you hear him in the context of today's broadcasters,
it's different.
It's different.
No,
it doesn't
snooze fest.
It doesn't hit the same. But in the context of what he was up against, he was the top dog.
Yeah, he was that dude.
They were the top lead. They were the dogs.
You know what? The field wasn't that strong.
Well, that might be. I mean, sometimes some eras are different than others. I mean,
that era was not as good for announcers. I mean, maybe Howard Cosell. But like Sumerall, no juice whatsoever. I want to fall asleep when I listen to him.
I will say this. He was very good at taking a backseat to let Madden be all the personality.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah, I mean, he let Madden be the full breadth of the personality of the booth. And he just kind of gave you the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, not good.
All right. You know what? I don't want to argue it.
Well, because it feels like it's hard for you to deny.
But we're here.
I guess, I'm going to use a cop-out phrase. You had to be there.
Yeah,
you had to be there in the moment.
Because every time I rip Sumerall, it's like, oh, that was the times. It's like, nobody can ever give me a good reason why he was actually good.
Well,
it was just, that was the way it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That tells me a lot.
Because that's when, I guess, the announcers became like storylines, you know, because it was Madden and the Madden Cruiser and Pat was his guy. Yeah.
I also feel he got worse at the end, but that happens. I mean, that happens. 215-592-9495. Or where do you come down in all this? Does it feel like a trap game Sunday? And do you wish the players right now cared more? Does it feel like they do? And I want Jalen Hurts to run more on Sunday. I feel like his legs have not been a big part of the offense in a long time. He had 14 carries, 62 yards, 2 touchdowns a week, 1 against the Cowboys. I could go for a game like that again. I feel like if they're holding back, let's use them. And if they're not, and it's just kind of the way it's gone, I say let's use his legs more. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. And ComboCon, opposites today. Best answer wins our qualifying prize and entered for the grand prize. Terrence in Springfield up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Joe Con. What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Guys, first of all, it is a trap game. And I got something to say, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is towards A.J. Brown, and it's toward Jalen Hurts. Guys, yes, it's a trap game. I want to say what nobody else is going to say, and the fans don't want to say. Mm-hmm. Guys, I just put out a video this morning, and the offense never had a chance since this offseason. It's a Super Bowl. I don't know if AJ said something to Jalen about winning MVP or what happened or what's going on, but the offense never had a chance at the beginning of the season, guys. Their beef right now is trickling down, making the offense look bad, like a sore thumb. You can see it all in their body language with each other. You can see it in AJ, man. I sent you a video, Joe. AJ not being in Jalen Hurts' pregame huddle. He's just like, and Hurts not blatantly throwing AJ the ball sometimes when he's wide open, guys. This little punk-ass beef they got going on is making the offense look bad, guys. And you can see it. You can see it. Guys, they have a chance to be a dynasty, guys, and they're letting whatever's going on between these guys stop them from being great. And to me, guys, it's either women, it's either money, it's either ego, or it's either jealousy. It's got to be one of them because nothing else is going to make you guys that was brothers come against each other, man. What's I got going on, guys? It's holding the offense back, guys. I don't want to hear about KP no more. I don't want to hear about Sirianni no more, guys. I don't want to hear about it, guys, because the Eagles' offense has always been about A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts and how they go, guys. We saw them dominate in 2022 when A.J. first got here. They couldn't be stopped, guys. And that was one of Jalen's best years, and they were on one accord. You could see them signaling to each other what to do on the play. You don't even see that anymore, guys, and it shows. It shows, guys. It's something bigger than football, guys. You guys should be still hungry. You're still young. You're still in your prime. And you're letting this little punk-ass beef bring the team down. Like right now, guys, it's going to be between y'all two that stop the Eagles right now from winning a Super Bowl, guys, because right now you're letting the city down. You're letting the Eagles down. Mm. And I'm hearing it may be about females, guys. I don't want to name no sources or nothing. But I'm in a little Eagles chat, and I hear one of their family members is in the Eagles organization. Mm. And I hope these guys are not letting a female, and I'm hearing one female don't like the other female. Oh, boy. If it's about that, guys, it's dumb as hell. And you guys, you're grown-ass men. Sit down, guys, and talk to each other. You're supposed to be brothers. You're not going to each other's weddings and all that stuff. Who does that when you're the godfather of somebody's kid? You're bringing the offense down, like guys, and it shows. It shows in the offense, guys. It's between you two, AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts. You guys are bringing the offense down. It ain't KP. It ain't Sirianni. It's Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown and his dumbass beef they got going on.
Yeah, if I had to rank the issues, I would say the Hurts Brown issue is top of the list. Hugh Douglas is one of the big reasons why they're not moving the football. I would say. Well, I mean, you cut Petullo's legs out from a knee injury.
Hugh's in the meeting rooms going, whatever it takes, guys.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about KP no more. I don't want to hear about Sirianni no more. I don't want to hear that.
By the way, are we all on the KP thing, or is the guy's name Kevin Petullo? Because it's a lot of KP. Are we just all doing that now? Is he KP?
I guess, because that's what everybody else
is. I don't like this. I'm going with what they say. They call him KP. I'm going to call him KP.
It might be good to have a nickname like KG, KD. KP, he's not even good. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for opposites?
I'm going to say young and old, because when you're young, you're spry. You're Thundercat. When you're old, man, that stuff hurts, bro. It hurts.
Young and old, kind of like the clip we played of Hugh. Young, and now we have old. Terrence, good phone call. So for Terrence's answer, I just wrote down Hugh and Hugh, young and old.
Great song, man. But it's like, it's a funeral song, but it's still a great song.
We got to be the only radio show who plays a funeral song every day and has a good laugh over
it. No, you know what's funny? I like, because we've played it a lot, but I guess initially, how many, like, there's probably like a handful of people that knew the song.
Oh, very few.
But then there was other people like, what the hell are these?
Because sometimes I'm walking around my house and it's stuck in my head. Like, this song is stuck in my head.
I swear to God, that happened to me the other day.
It's in my head all the time.
I was doing laundry and I'm like, the upper room. I'm like, what am I doing?
The good Reverend Hugh Douglas teaching us music. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminsa. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, I have a hard time seeing the Cowboys week as a trap game. I just, you know, it's, I know AJ has been consistent. He said what he said all along. I do think that there's, you know, an element of that in the league period where these NFL rivalries just aren't what they used to be, because some of these guys, you know, are thinking about the possibility that you know, they might be playing for that team someday. They might be looking to sign a contract, you know, with that team someday, and they're not going out there to trash them. So, you know, I think that that's part of it. But organizationally, like, there's no way that Nick Sirianni doesn't feel it. There's no way that that's not, you know, everybody in the locker room doesn't know that, that Dallas Week means a little something more. You know, those fans, the lowest form of human life on the face of the earth, they walk among us, and sometimes it's hard to even spot them. It's kind of like that movie, They Live. You need the special glasses to pick them out, but then when you see them, you're just mortified. So I don't have any fear of this being a trap game. I think the line is an insult to the Eagles, frankly, 3.5. I mean, is Quinnen Williams really worth 3 points?
Ken, I was that was part of this whole week in my head. When the week opened, I was like, all right, 6, 5, 5.5. 5.5 was kind of the number I thought we were going to be at. And then I saw it was 4.5 Monday before they played their game, and then they won, and now it's 3.5. I agree with it. It's a bizarre line because you would just think player for player, team for team, the Eagles are, I don't know, close to a touchdown better, and I know they're at home, so let's call it 5.5 or 5. Like, I agree with you. 3.5 struck me. It was kind of weird.
Just, oh, and you know, part of the reason I feel so really good about this, other than the fact that the Cowboys just suck, is that, you know, Chris Berman back in the 90s when the Buffalo Bills were going to the Super Bowl and losing every year, Chris Berman used to have a saying during football season.
Circle the wagons.
Yeah, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Well, that applies to the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Nobody circles the wagons like the Philadelphia Eagles. And when they have weeks like this, and they've had weeks like this for a year and a half now, where the noise is more about this kind of stuff than it is about how good the team is, you know, they have a tendency to come out and just shut it down with their play on the field. And this week is the loudest it's been out here, as you talked about yesterday. So I think Jalen's going to throw for 280 yards and three touchdowns.
That's a good one.
I like it.
I really do. And I would like to see a little more ride and decide. But I do think I hate to say that I think Chris Collinsworth's right. Those words taste bad coming out of my mouth. But I think he's right. I think they did this all year last year. They almost treated the entire season, especially after the bye, they almost treated it like it was the preseason, where they spent the entire year just kind of figuring things out and working things out and building to the point where when the playoffs started, they were at their best. They were at their peak. And, you know, you're talking about Kevin Petullo and you know, if they bring in another offensive coordinator from the outside and they win the Super Bowl, should Nick Sirianni be the one that goes? You know, Joe, you talked about this all year last year when Coach Gooper was the offensive coordinator, about how they're not capable of beating a team that comes out and scores 30 points on them, and eventually somebody's going to score 30 points. That was last year. The revisionist history, like last year's offense was just going up and down the field. And as compared to this year's offense.
But it was better last year. I mean, they ran the ball. They're not doing anything well right now.
Well, they ran the ball, but last year every week it was, well, you know, they can't throw the ball. Eventually they're going to have to throw the ball. Eventually they're going to be down by 3 touchdowns. They don't give up 3 touchdowns as a defense, but somehow they're going to be down by 3 touchdowns. So I am not worried about anybody coming out and hanging 35 points on this defense. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, this notion that this offense is dramatically different than it was last year, the only dramatic difference is that, you know, they're not running the ball at will the way they ran the ball at will last year. I do think that there's a blessing, and Lane Johnson's a great football player, and losing Lane Johnson hurts any team because he's just a great player. If we're going to get the Cam Jurgens we got Sunday night, I don't want Cam Jurgens to play, because if Cam Jurgens isn't physically healthy enough to play, the drop off from him to Brett Post is not big enough to merit putting him in the game and getting beat up.
I agree.
Anyway.
I agree with that. Yep.
And if I would rather see these five guys, because they haven't had it all year, I would rather see these five guys for a stretch of 5 or 6 games practice together, get all the first team reps together, play all the games together, and get the continuity of these five guys. You get Lane Johnson back for the postseason, that is like adding a Hall of Fame player at the trade deadline, except it's weeks and weeks after the trade deadline. But I do think there's a little bit of a silver lining in we might finally get some continuity with these five guys.
And they haven't really, Ken, they haven't had it all year. I mean, if I was trying to think of games they've even all started and finished. It's been very rare because even the games Lane has played, he hasn't. I mean, the Rams game he came out of, the Bucks game, the last game. So it's the Packers game, obviously. It's been a lot of that. Ken, what do you got for us? What are opposites?
Well, I mean, this is the unlikeliest friendship in the history of American politics and also gives you hope. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia were best friends.
I like that one. I mean, we're all over the place today. Yeah, Ken, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. All right, more of your phone calls coming up. Is Sunday a trap game? And some data on the referee assignment. Are we saved or are we screwed? It's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.